Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we have got a truly international show this week, and what better way to start off than with a band from Huddersfield. This is Mr. Shiraz. So you're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mr. Shiraz and the track called Educators. They came through via Manila PR. And hello to Tony, your namesake, from up there.
Huh.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Mr. Shiraz?
Nah, it's Facebook.com, pages, Shiraz, numbers.
Okay.
It's one
cool.
of those.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just type in Mr. Shiraz to Facebook and you will find them straight away. That makes it poorly being internet one, Tony Nil. This is the section of the show right at the top when I like to do jokes and poems. Unfortunately, I haven't had any. If you have a joke or a poem for me, do email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner for your poem or Comedy Summers for your joke. I have, however, had a really nice email from Bill Hampf.
Bill from New York?
Oh, mate, Bill from New York, yeah. Saying the following. Dearest Paulie B and Tony, I've had a crazy couple of years between moving and more kids and starting a real job, I am now a corporate stooge, and everything else. Punky has fallen off the map a bit for me. I'm now officially over a year behind.
Wow.
I have 56 episodes, which totals 1.8 days of music and chatter to catch up on, and I plan on listening to every single one of them. I look forward to the next few weeks getting all caught back up, and we'll probably be downloading all sorts of new music as a result. Hope you guys are well. Bill, New York. Well, Bill, although as you find out going through the coming year, or rather our last year, that we've had some tough times.
Yeah, I do wonder how enthusiastic we were this time last year, or optimistic.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a tough year.
Yeah. Things haven't really gone to plan, have they? But thank you very much, Bill, and I hope that you found family and business life are working. And it doesn't matter that you've got a job, mate, loads of people do. You're still punk rock, we know that. And, Bill, it's a shame you've missed out on some cracking competitions. Don't bother entering.
Yeah, good point.
Although, if you do manage to get through all of it in the next few days, you will still be able to enter the competition we set last week, which we will mention again at the end of the show. Should we do that?
Yep.
Right. I promise you an international show this week, Tony. You know, we play a bit more metal on the show than we used to.
We try.
We do, yeah. So this came through from Music Submit, band from St. Petersburg, Russia.
Wow.
Called Hammer Force. What is their Bandcamp page?
Hammerforce.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, this net one. I am I. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hammerforce, a bit of, I don't know whether you call that hair metal or speed metal or metal, but anyway, it's metal. Might play some more for them in the future, you never know. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
We haven't had any this week.
Oh dear, perhaps you could remind people what they're supposed to be doing on Facebook and then maybe conjure up something else.
Okay, yep, if you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, especially if you're on Facebook, and most people seem to be these days, so if you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment, or come up to you with thanks, and most of them get read out in the show, in fact, I think all of them do. But in the absence of your Facebook comments, I do have a couple of iTunes reviews.
Oh, marvellous.
I mean, as mentioned, iTunes reviews do help us out massively, so if you're on iTunes, please do review us. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left-hand side, there's an iTunes link. Hit that. It'll open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature you on the show. I'm reading the US ones out this week. We've got 2 new ones in the past month, I think it is, since we last read them out. First one, great show. Eclectic, authentic, good punk. The DJs are real procreational.
Crikey.
Yeah, I've never been called procreational before.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
Nah. Does that mean we're fuckers? I don't know.
I think it might do. I think that's the Latin word for it.
So that's from Quintox. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Quintox.
And it was 5 stars.
Of course it was.
Punky is power. This is a 5-star review again. I dig it. I'm 37 and live in Ohio, where during the day I work in construction. Then I come home and work in my organic garden. All the while I listen to podcasts, yours most of all. I just want to say thank you and keep up the good work. Anyone who enjoys music should give it a listen. From Squeaker Marie.
Thank you very much, Squeaker Marie.
Yeah.
Is that a lady in construction?
It's a lady in construction. Unless it's a man in construction using his wife's account. But let's say it's a lady in construction.
I don't think a bloke in construction would go home and tend to his organic garden.
No, the organic gave it away, didn't it?
Oh, Squeaker Marie, I could tend to your organic garden. Thank you very much. What a fantastic review. And you really got us thinking about it. You've got me feeling all procreational.
Yeah. That's it for iTunes.
That's it. Please do leave a review for us at iTunes. It does make it... We have explained before, haven't we, that... Basically, reviews move us up the iTunes chart. We don't really know why, but if we get a few in a row, we end up getting featured. If we get featured, more people listen. If more people listen, more people hear the music, more people buy the music, and we keep alternative music going. So simply by leaving a 5-star review for us at iTunes, you help change the world.
Yes. Exactly.
Or something like that.
Yes.
Right, next track. You know, it's international show this week, man. This is a band from Australia, Melbourne to be precise. A band called Valentine with 2 I's. We have played a track by them before. This is their latest single. I'll ask you the website afterwards. In the meantime, I need to calm down a bit after those first 2 tracks. This is Chucky.
I feel like God. Red chucks in the bathroom floor. I feel like God. Red chucks in the bathroom. And I chuck, chuck, chuck. And I chuck my guts up. And I chuck, chuck, chuck. I feel like God on the bathroom floor. I feel like God on the bathroom floor. Whoa. Oh, please don't touch me, I'll be sick in your face. Oh, please don't move me, go easy, I'm queasy. And I chuck, chuck, chuck. And I chuck my guts up. And I chuck, chuck.
on the bathroom floor.
Betsy's Box.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Valentine from Melbourne, Australia. What is their website?
Valentine.com.au?
No, Valentine.com.
All
right. Unlucky, right idea. Poorly beaten step two, Tony. One girl-fronted garage. I think they're all girls, actually. I think they're a girl garage band. And that's quite a nice, slower track by them. But nevertheless, perfectly punky. Did you do anything last week?
The only thing I've done of note is, apart from work, always I've finally got around to ordering myself a car. So hopefully in the next 10 days I can stop walking.
Yeah, well that tends to be what cars are good for.
Yeah, I hate walking. I know some people do it for fun, and I've got friends who go doing 10k runs, but frankly I don't like it.
No.
So yeah, I'm going to get in a car, I thought it would be the best thing to do.
I think people do 10k runs just to get a hobby, like beer or fags.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's the big thing in my life, which will help me out massively.
The only thing I really did of any interest, really, last week was I went to I had Saturday night off, so I was invited to a Eurovision Song Contest party.
Okay.
It was fantastic. I had such a laugh. I was supporting Norway. I didn't feel able to support our entry because as an Englishman I felt unrepresented by a Welsh bloke in a wig. And it's just as well because I think we got into double figures, didn't we? We got about 15 points.
15, I think, yeah.
Or something, yeah. But the Norwegian one I liked because A, I go to Norway every month, and B, she had a line in her song that she kept telling me she had my future on her tongue.
Nice.
And I was very excited by that.
This is the bird in white, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Far and away, the best entry was Greece.
Oh, of course it was. Alcohol is Free.
I'd have played that on this.
It's brilliant.
It was a really good track, wasn't it? Real good sort of ska punk track.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Ska punk in the Eurovision. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the beer's free. I should. I might find out, see if we can play it. Because our listeners in the States don't really know much about the Eurovision Song Contest, I should think. It's a quite bizarre thing that the British have been laughing at.
It was fast, it was fun.
Yeah,
it was brilliant.
But yeah, it was a good one this year because they didn't muck about, did they? There's years when they do loads between each song, but they really rattled through it. It was good. And it's a bizarre thing the British have been laughing at for 30 years, but now the worm has turned because now Eurovision laughs at us in so much as no one votes for us.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's such a fix. All the Scandinavian countries voted for each other. All the Eastern Europeans voted for each other. Everyone you'd expect, you could guess who people were going to vote for, couldn't you, a lot of the way through Georgia and Azerbaijan and all that, voting for each other. Mm. But it was good. The Danes won. I didn't think it was the best song, but everyone else...
It wasn't the best song.
No, Greece was.
Yeah.
I'd have loved it if Greece had won. That would have been weird. The Danes were 8-1 on to win that.
Yeah.
The mental.
But it'd been number one across Europe, though, hadn't it? The actual song itself. It was already well known.
Bloody Europe. I don't know stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, that Greece one should have won anyway. So, unlucky Greece.
Yeah. But Norway was good as well.
They've been saying that, haven't they, recently? Unlucky Greece.
Unlucky Greece. But at least they had the right attitude about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a great song. Brilliant. Right, I'm going to play two songs in a row now.
Okay.
Listen out for Peccadillos, who are a legendary Las Vegas punk band coming up after this one. This one, though, is a band from Gloucester called Still Bust, A bit hardcore punk. We don't play a lot of hardcore punk, but I do like this one. What I want to know is what is Still Bust's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/stillbust.
It is indeed. Tony 2, poorly being said 2, Squid and Human are close to each other.
How did you discover? Did you like walk into an Urban Outfitters and go like, oh, this is my life?
Something like that, yeah. I was, I don't know. I started to get into like trainers.
Than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
Defend.
You're listening to Gizorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Peccadillo's legendary Las Vegas punk rockers, who are probably known to the Objects, I'm sure. And hi to James and Melanie from the Objects, who added me on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, okay.
They started following me, and I think it's because I followed them about a month ago, and they're a bit slow on the uptake, because they go to way too many porno parties and that. The track's called Psykill. And is from, I think, a new retrospective album. I'm not double sure. Best thing to do is go to Peccadillo's MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/Peccadillo's.
It is indeed, and Peccadillo's is spelled PeccadilloEs. Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 Bar. Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. There's something on Sunday as well. So we're going to do Friday night. Friday night, this week, 24th of May. Norway, N-R-W-Y. Guessing that must mean Norway. The Birthday Girls, The Mighty Waves, and more to be confirmed. How much think that would be on a Friday evening?
£6.
It is.
Lovely.
Saturday night, it's London Calling Night. Fire Exit, Decadent Few, and The Phobics.
Brilliant. Now, you do remember Fire Exit, don't you?
I don't know.
They're the band that sang Wheelchair Out of Control.
Oh, right, really? Okay.
Got a wheelchair out of control. Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, punk series.
We should play that again sometime.
Yeah. No, we played that in the first year, I think, so yeah.
Yeah, we did indeed. I met them. I can't remember where.
Okay.
Morecambe, I think. But anyway, yeah, great bunch of lads. Scottish.
Right, did we do a disability special?
I think we did do a disability special. This show should get a grant.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
There it is.
Lovely.
Finally, Sunday night, SJW band and Ataraxis Vibration.
That's easy for you to say.
It's not. How much do you think it is, Sunday night?
Ooh, £5.
It is.
Ooh. Woohoo. I've done well there, haven't I?
Yeah.
665. Across the road from the Number of the Beast.
Exactly. That's it for Gig Guide, though.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. And if you have got a gig anywhere in the world, do let Tony know, and we will read it out. It's just that we get the stuff from 12 Bar every week, so that's why we read their stuff out. But wherever you are in the world, there could be someone down the road listening that you don't know who's waiting to come and see you.
Exactly.
Right, next song. I used to go to college in Wisconsin.
Okay.
A long, long time ago, 1990 to be precise, when everything was in black and white and we all were on horseback. And there's a band that have come to... that actually got in touch with direct via paulieb@punkyradio.com. You can do that. And in fact, the last three bands have all done with that. Anyway, they're from Wisconsin as well. And they brought out a new album, which I really, really like. And we just got it through today. And this was the first track I heard. And I think it was track 4. And I went, I'm having that one. We will be playing more from this band in future weeks. I think you're going to like them very much. What I need to know is the band are called Number 9 Hard. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Number9Hard.
It is. And it is the numeric 9. So that's now Tony 4, put it in the internet too. Quite a turnaround. Hey, guess what, Tony?
What's that?
I got a stupid haircut. Yeah.
rubbish looking.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was number 9 hard. What are you doing this week? Anything?
Don't think so. No, Steph's going away next week to Germany for a couple of weeks. Might go and watch Iron Man 3 if I can get to.
I strongly recommend it.
Yeah, we've got... Because we tend to forget and then they fall off the edge of the cinema. So I want to go before it finishes. But yeah, no, really want to go.
Go and see it. And you want to see it on a big screen as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's not something you'd want to watch on a TV. Well, you wouldn't want to watch it on TV. And don't forget, Ben Kingsley steals it, but I'm saying no more.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I am off to Scandinavia on Thursday morning. I fly to Oslo again. I'm doing my drinks night at number 24, Fredensborg Vejen, on Thursday night. Friday and Saturday, I'm doing my comedy shows at Dirty Cow. You can find out more about them via lastminutecomedy.com, run by the wonderful Mr. Tony Hearn. Also, Sunday, I'll get the bus down with the other acts down to Gothenburg. Well, excuse me, cough button. Cough button. Aha, cough button. Like we've got a fucking cough button. That was me coughing, by the way. We go down to Gothenburg on Sunday where we'll be doing... I don't know how you pronounce it, whether it's Kalambo or Shalambo. I should know by now, shouldn't I? I'll find out. Again, more information, lastminutecomedy.com. And then we do the overnight bus, Pissed, which... fucked off everyone else on the bus last time. Get to Copenhagen at 8 o'clock in the morning. Have breakfast, hang around all day. Probably do a bus tour around there. Have a nice relax. And then Monday night we do Bar 7 on Studiestraden, in the middle of Copenhagen. And please do get down to that if you can. All three shows on lastminutecomedy.com. More information for all. And if you've got any mates in Scandinavia, tell them about it. We want as many down as possible to all of those shows. I will no doubt have a story or two about it next week, because I rarely come back from Scandinavia without a story of some sort.
Cool.
Right. Now, punk rock history updated. Band called UK Decay. They were around just after punk started. They were sort of the second wave. Not really post-punk, they were punk, but updated. And they've just got back together and recorded a new album. They did a gig at the Hat Factory in Luton the other week. And there was a guy who was at the gig. He said, you should play UKDK on the show. I said, well, if you know him, get him to drop me a line. They did. And they gave us this. They gave us this track. Now, this track was apparently the last song they recorded for the new album. It got a fantastic review, the album, in Louder Than War. And I'm very much excited to be able to play it for you right now. I'll ask you their website afterwards. In the meantime, Tony, shake them up.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UKDK and a track called Shake 'Em Up off their new album, which is, I believe, out right now. What is UKDK's website?
UKDK.co.uk.
It is indeed. Tony Five pulling me the internet too. This is shocking. You're ever so good.
Thank you.
Must mean it's time now for Is the Twat, which I thought this week could have a song that everyone could join in at home with. Here we go. Is the Twat. Boop, 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 boop. Is the Twat. Boop, 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 boop. Join in. Is the Twat. Boop, 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 boop. Is the Twat.
It's nice.
Thanks, yeah.
Yep, so if you do have a Twat to nominate, do email me. It's tony@funkyradio.com. I want the Twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Or Twat's read with thanks. I don't think I've ever refused to use a Twat. I'm pretty sure that's true. So email me now. And I have got one this week. Thanks to Kevin.
Aha!
Kevin, as people mentioned last week on Facebook, he taunted us with this. But it's now come through. So thanks for that, Kevin. And he says, right, a double twatting. For posting on Facebook false promises of twat exposure, Kevin Bonfield is a twat. So he's basically twatted himself here.
Yeah, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with a good self-twatting.
Absolutely not. I think we've done that before as well for ourselves. But anyway, here he goes. Chris Hooper, a colleague, one of those characters who has what I like to call small man syndrome.
Oh dear.
Spent 2 weeks training this guy and we have fuck all in common. Calling all my workmates wankers after being introduced, ringing me every fucking 5 minutes to ask inane questions. After I told one of the others to maybe slack off the piss taking, as he was getting angry, my mate decided to confront him about his bitching. This resulted in him telling me I'd better watch my back for stirring trouble.
Oh dear.
Actually saying, you wankers think you can act like hard men around me because I'm short. No, Chris, it's banter, and it's because you're a twat. Actually found recompleting van check forms to pin damage on another driver. Walks around with that 80s Miami Vice wide gait and affected slight limp. For saying, and what are you going to do about it? Last time I asked him if he was ignoring me, or maybe couldn't quite see high enough to recognise me. What am I going to do about it? I'll tell you, I'm going to get the twat police at Funky Radio to expose you for the twat you are.
Fair enough.
Chris Hooper's name hasn't been changed at all, as I would find it hilarious that a man who insisted on filling the van with AOR shite over those 2 weeks might actually hear this himself.
Tin pot Napoleon, little Hitler.
He is, trust me, a twat.
Pol Pot, egg pot.
Exactly. So, is that fair enough? Are you up with that? Up for that?
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Okay, so, Chris Hooper, for the aforementioned problems. Chris Hooper, for having small man syndrome, from we're not quite sure where,
is a twat.
Yeah, we really do need to know where they're from, unfortunately, but that's okay.
Yeah, we need to know where they're from, but maybe you did that for a reason.
Yeah, but I'm sure that guy's going to hear it.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows, eh?
Yeah, just in case that Chris Hooper bloke hears it, Kevin goes, oh no, not me, it must be some other Kevin who hates a bloke called Chris Hooper who's very small and drives around in a van. I like twat.
Me too.
Right then, you know how it's been an international show this week, Tony?
It has.
I think it's only right that we should break some new ground now.
Okay.
We have, just to recap, we've had Mr. Shiraz from Huddersfield, not the bloke, the band. We've had Hammer Force from St. Petersburg, Russia, Valentine from Melbourne, Still Bus from Gloucester, Peccadillos from Las Vegas, Number 9 Hard from Wisconsin, don't know where in Wisconsin, UKDK from Luton, and last up, Tuka Tukas. And where are Tuka Tukas from, Tony? Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean.
Wow.
This is our first ever punk rock from the Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean. I'd never even heard of Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean until Tuka Tukas got in touch with us die-fucking-reckly. To probably be at punkyradio.com saying, we've got this stuff, do you want it? Oh, of course I do. It could have been shit and I'd have played it. Quite frankly, it's not. It's brilliant. I reckon the Reunion Island in the middle of the Indian Ocean is the least likely place to find quality punk rock, but Tuka Tuka's provide it, and I'm just so happy. I can't stop saying Tuka Tuka's. I just want to go and see them. How am I ever going to get to reunion? Tuka Tuka's, I hope one of you's loaded. I suspect you're not, because if you were, you wouldn't be in a fucking punk band. But if you are, can you please find a way to get me to Reunion Island, where I will do a punky radio via Skype with you, Tony, in that you can be in Sherwood Forest and I'll be on Reunion Island. I'm just so excited about this. What is Tuka Tukas's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Tuka Tukas.
No, it's not. It's one of these Facebook.com pages. /Tuka Tukas/ 204-974-132-846-034 sort of pages. But you know what? You type in Tuka Tukas the Facebook, you're going to find them. Probably being set 3, Tony 5, an excellent win for you this week. This is Revenge. Was Tuka Tukas and a track called Revenge, and we will be we've had another track sent to me by them. I'll see how much else they've got. I was just thinking maybe at some point in the future we could do like a Weird Islands special or something.
Okay,
just an idea. Yeah. We have got a special show next week, by the way, but I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. I have just remembered that we need to give you a bit longer to do the competition. So if you would like to win the albums, latest albums from Limousine and Grand Reserver, what you have to do is send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email CD competition or the such like, answering the following question, which hellish den of iniquity did Tony spend 6 hours in the other week? That's all you have to tell us. Do that and your name. We'll sort out the rest after. I would appreciate it if you weren't from places such as Reunion Island, as it will cost me a fuck of a lot to send CDs, as it does normally. 7 of them from the bloke who won the ones at Christmas. They might not be there yet, I suppose, but or you might just hate us. So that's it, isn't it?
I think that's it, yeah.
That's it. Thanks very much to all the internet stations that carry us. Maybe you could just quickly remind our audience of those.
Yep, we're on the Internet Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. And finally, on galacticworldradio.com, galacticworldradio.com.
I'll hopefully see some of you in Scandinavia this weekend. Other than that, all that's left to say is say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog! A-poog!